number 10,178, Ralph and Margaret Starks, north of Route 9, 3,502 feet east of Road 474, being Lot 3. They're seeking a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis. I have a picture of the mobile home in question.
Her name is?
Angeline Royce. It's hard to hear you say.
How do you spell last name? R-O-Y-C-E. Hands on the Bible, please. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
We're just renewing our request.
Okay.
And I have applied both my name and her name. I live in the house dwelling. Her name is on the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're both medical hardships, and my husband's also disabled.
I have the necessary documentation from the physician. you are cleared with a Clean Hands Act.
Okay.
You understand why you had to come back?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you understand that this can be approved for a maximum of 2 years?
Yes.
And if the situation still exists where she's still living there and you wish to continue?
I have to reapply medical hardship.
But you don't have to come before this board and pay $400.
Okay.
All you have to do is prior to the 2 years ending,
mm-hmm.
you have to come back to the office. And the Director of Planning and Zoning will give you an additional year-by-year extension.
Okay.
But if you fail to do that...
I know. I've learned that lesson.
Okay.
Okay.
And how long has this mobile home been there?
It's already been there, three, four years.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Weston?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions.
Thank you, board.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter from David Shipley, who is in favor. He's east of the property line of Lot 3. And he does not object being so if the circumstances still exist.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request will substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties as it hasn't so far in the past. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 10,178.
Second that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,178. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Case number 10.